Now it's time to find out what's going on in the NRL transfer market.
Okay, got you now, Kay.
Oh, here we go.
Did I do the right thing?
You did. Okay. You nailed it that time.
Thanks,
mate. I've got a few things to touch on, Jules, mainly the West Tigers. They're going hard in the transfer market. A few little things popping up for them. But I'll start with the Broncos first and foremost. They've loaned Jesse Arthurs to the Warriors for 2022. Helps the depth. Couldn't quite cement himself in a team, though.
He's a handy footballer, Jesse Arthurs. It's an old-sounding name, Arthurs. I don't mind this idea of loans. We saw it last year. Jermaine Tanoa-Brown was loaned to the Dragons when they had a few issues with their forward depth. We saw Ryan James lace up the boots for Canterbury, and there are a host of others as well. And this is going to become more and more the norm. But if I'm in the Brisbane Broncos and Jesse's not getting any game time, by the time you get him back, if he's playing first-grade football, you get a better footballer in return. It's not uncommon overseas, and I can see why it's starting to take in the National Rugby League.
Well, he's played 29 games in the NRL. Mm. So that's enough to suggest that, okay, there's something there. We want to work with him.
How old is he now? Do we know, Jesse?
He's 23.
Okay.
So he's got
He's a baby.
Yeah, he's got a lot of time on his hands. That is for sure. The West Tigers have landed a major coup in Crosscode Young Gun Junior Tupou. So he's 19.
Did you say a major coup?
Major coup? Major coup?
Yes.
Major coup.
A chicken coop.
That's it. 19. Three-year deal. Keeping it at Concord until the end of 2024.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we like that one? I mean, he's only young. We haven't seen a lot of him, but okay, a touted star.
Well, he's got something. And Sheensy doesn't usually sign duds, does he?
No. Yeah. Well, hardly ever anyway. Mm. Also, they've emerged as a left field contender to sign ex-New South Wales and Australian flyer Nick Kotrick.
Who, the Tigers?
The Tigers.
Okay.
Well, he's certainly not really going to get much
game. Not sure that's what they need at the moment, the Tigers. Not sure that's what they need. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's it. Isaac Lumi as well was based in Melbourne, but he's left the club due to personal family reasons, ending his six-game stint with the Storm. When he played, he was on. Damaging ball runner.
He's a good player. We hope everything's okay on the personal front. There are some things bigger than football, as we know. So, yes.
Yeah, exactly that. And also, Neto McDonald. So, he's a former NRL winger. Couldn't really get going. 98-game career in the NRL.
A lot of injury problems, though. He had a good stint with the Dragons. He was a good guy to sort of start your sets. And then he was at North Queensland. A few issues with his weight and the rest of it. And then went to Cronulla and got badly injured. But, you know, I wish him all the best.
Well, he hasn't featured at the top level of the NRL since the end of 2018.
Yeah, okay.
So it's been a while, but he signed with the league Centurions. I think he'll be good there. Mm. If he can pick up a pay packet, anything, doesn't matter what it is, he'll be all right.
And we saw this with the Mitchell Pearce thing, didn't we? They go overseas because they know that the leagues over there are just not as taxing on your body. So Pearce couldn't handle the brutality of week in, week out NRL action. And you can see somebody like Neto McDonald following suit. And good luck to him. Just some news coming through. NRL on Nine has tweeted, reports that Lachlan Lamb is set to request a release from the Roosters. So maybe L. Lamb is seeing the writing on the wall. And we spoke to Adrian Prashenko in the first hour that, you know, if Melbourne could see the back of Brandon Smith, it wouldn't altogether be a bad thing. Now, I'll still be surprised if he does lob at Bondi as early as this season, but stranger things have happened.
That is exactly right, Jules, and that's the NRL transfer market up.